The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's the eternal war between the family dog and the neighborhood mail carrier. Can I walk this walking man? This is Walkin' Man by Stephen Miller, a lifelong mail carrier and musician in Washington, D.C., who had his share of run-ins. The crazy dog trying to pop his chain. According to the Postal Service's annual report, last year, 5,900 postal workers were attacked by dogs. The best and the worst cities. After this, from Charlie. Every year, the post office ranks the best and worst cities for dog attacks. Worst city, according to the latest numbers, Los Angeles, with 69 attacks, followed by San Antonio with 42, and Seattle, the city famous for having more dogs than children, also with 42. Usually you can walk away with a few bite marks, but Eva Jackson, spokeswoman for the U.S. Postal Service in San Diego, says sometimes you can't.
Some of the bigger dogs are able to shake people around like a rag doll.
And it's rare, but in some cases, these attacks can be deadly.
In San Diego, in the last couple of years, we actually had two letter carriers that lost their lives due to dog-related incidents.
So the Postal Service, every year, tries to get out the message that you may think your dog is an absolute pussycat, but in fact, it's still a dog, and it gets territorial when strangers show up.
An attack could happen even with a very nice dog.
And yes, the rules allow carriers to skip your house if they feel threatened, but they would prefer that you just keep the dog under control long enough so they can deliver your bills and coupons and charity flyers and move on.
When a letter carrier comes to your home, we ask that you keep your dog inside, away from the door, in another room, or even on a leash. That's all we're asking.
By the way, congratulations to Wichita, Kansas, safest city for mail carriers. Only 20 bites last year. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.